Students and mariners will soon be able to get formal marine transportation education without leaving the state. The University of Alaska Board of Regents last week approved a new marine transportation degree program at the University of Alaska Southeast. KTOO's Lisa Fu has more.
For decades, the University of Alaska Southeast has offered classes and trainings to ferry workers, the Coast Guard, shipyard workers, sea pilots, the tug and barge industry, fishing and charter boat captains, and other maritime employees. These classes have never been part of a formal degree program. Dale Miller is a recently retired marine transportation instructor.
In the 14 years I've been with the university, every year students come to us and ask us if we do have a degree program in marine transportation. So there is a demand from the students without us even advertising.
Miller says a formal degree program will allow more students, like military personnel and veterans, to access funding for course tuition.
In the early days, they could receive funding by taking our non-degree classes. But in the last several years, it's changed a lot, and they're a lot more strict with the regulations. They're being denied funding now because we do not have a degree program.
The program approved by the Regents is a 2-year Associate of Applied Science degree. Miller says this can go far in helping someone transition to an onshore career.
Hopefully when people go through that program, they're halfway to a bachelor's and they would think seriously about continuing their education. And all the different fleet managers, the tourism, the tugboat, the Marine Highway System headquarters in Ketchikan, they all need managers and shoreside support people.
Miller says the degree program will also keep students in the state instead of going elsewhere for a degree in marine transportation.
I think it's a great opportunity for young people in Alaska to be able to get a degree at a lot less cost than leaving the state, paying for room and board, and going to outside institutions and then coming back to the state to work.
More than 430 students took marine transportation classes last year. That number is expected to increase with changing regulations requiring more mariners to take refresher and navigational courses. The associate degree program was originally proposed in 2006 and has been a priority for the Ketchikan campus ever since. The degree program starts this spring. In Juneau, I'm Lisa Fu.